I'm Adam from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the Starling Tribune, a podcast dedicated to the Arrow TV show.
This guy gets more airtime than the Kardashians, right?
This podcast is not produced or maintained by the CW, Warner Brothers Television, CTV, or DC Comics. All characters, situations, and stories are the properties of Time Warner. I am the Oracle, and this is your Tribune.
Welcome back to Earth 2's favorite newspaper, the Starling Tribune. I'm the chief editor tonight, Stargate Pioneer, my friends. Everybody calls me SP, and your other reporters here on the Starling Tribune for this episode 153 of the Starling Tribune are Chris.
Everyone has their thing. I need socks.
What a thing for Oliver Queen to have. And Michelle.
It takes a special kind of idiot to actually get dumber with time.
Maybe that's me.
No, it's Barry Allen.
Dang it, Barry. This podcast is recorded on Thursday, May 18th, 2017, live on Geeks.live. Hey, one of the great things here on Earth 2 on the Starling Tribune is that in addition to being famous and award-winning reporters, we all claim to be Earth 1 comic book enthusiasts. Isn't that right, Chris?
And fictional books. That's how I know that Albus Dumbledore also wanted socks, just like Oliver Queen.
Nice pull. And Michelle.
I finally got caught up on Wonder Woman. And the way Rucka has moved the year one up in time to meet up with the current story has been wonderful to read, because I actually reread it from issue one so I could get really caught up. And just the way that he's done it, it's like, now you really see how it fits together, and it's just gotten better. So good job. Good job, Rucka.
I think I've got the last three or four that I haven't read yet. I have them, but I haven't read them yet. But in order for me to go back to issue one and read them all, I would have to take them all out of the bags. And I'm not sure I'm ready to do that quite yet. So here is the advantage of getting digital copies. So you can do that all the time. But I like the paper. Like the paper. You collect them in paper too, though, Michelle, right?
Yes.
And Chris is digital boy.
For the most part. Some stuff I buy physically.
So he's a digital and physical boy.
I'm undecided. I'm sitting on the fence like our fearless leader. I'm wishy-washy. I flip and flop.
The fearless leader is Steven, and I'm just a living in a material world then. There we go. By the way, tonight we'll be discussing this week's episode of Arrow, as well as news, interviews, articles, and announcements that have fallen in the last week that could impact future episodes of Arrow, as well as The Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Vixen, Constantine, and we'll go with Lois and Clark tonight.
Don't forget Young Justice, because Young Justice is back.
Mm.
Yeah, see? I pulled another one out of my butt right there. But just a reminder to everyone watching tonight, our speculations are going to include a lot of information that comes from things like interviews with the showrunners, the cast, the crew, things like that. So we'll look at that, and we might throw some wild speculations out there based on what they've said, and we might accidentally be right and get something right that could happen in the upcoming finale or the upcoming season. So please beware of spoilers coming from us, possibly inadvertently. And speaking of spoilers, don't forget that we do sometimes geek out about the most recent comic books that have come out. So every once in a while, we might accidentally drop in a comic book spoiler in our excitement to talk about it. So we'll try our best not to ruin it for you, but please consider yourselves warned.
If you're new to the show, thank you for searching us out on the internet and joining us. If you like our content, why don't you swing by our podcast network home at GunnaGeek.com. We can find all of our other past shows, plus a ton of other geeky videos, podcasts, and articles, all under the Gunna Geek Productions banner.
All right, now that we've got all that preliminary stuff out of the way, let's move right into the episode. And Michelle, why don't you go ahead and break the episode down for us?
Sure thing. This week's episode is called Missing. It's season 5, episode 22. It aired Wednesday, May 17, 2017. Director, Marzi Almas. She has a lot of credits, including One Arrow, Four of the Hundred, Five of iZombie, One Legends of Tomorrow, One Once Upon a Time, which had a perfect series finale and doesn't need a season seven, just a little FYI, people. Two Lucifer, One Dark Matter, One Last Ship, One 12 Monkeys, Three Lost Girl, and Two Defiance. I know, SP, you enjoyed Defiance as much as I did.
I did. Matter of fact, I've been seeing a lot of talk since the renewal season is upon us right now. There's a lot of talk on the Defiance forums about bring Defiance back. I don't have the heart to tell those people the sets are already gone. It's not going to happen.
Writers, Speedweed!
Woohoo!
Nine Arrow and Seven Haven and Oscar Balderrama. Done 10 Arrow, One Drop Dead Diva and Two Eli Stone.
All right, that's awesome stuff there. By the way, we're going to talk a little ratings here. This week on the CW, we had Supergirl on Monday, the 15th of May, with the episode Resist. We had an invasion from the aliens. It's a secret who it was. I'm not going to spoil it. Their live ratings was 1.93. And if you look at their season two ratings, which of course it's different than season one because they were on CBS, they are now on the CW. 1.93 puts it kind of in the middle, maybe on the lower end, but definitely not the lowest of the season, so good for them. Over on The Flash, they had the great episode Infantino Street on the 16th of May with a live rating of 2.48, which was respectable, definitely for the CW. Good on you, Flash. Even though I think all three of us have an issue with Barry Allen still this season.
He's dumb.
You said it, Chris. And Wednesday, last night, the 17th of May, Arrow came in with 1.44 rating with their episode Missing that Michelle just told us all about, which is not the season or the series low, but it's close to it. And it might explain one of the news items, which we will talk about a little bit later. Now that we got the ratings out of the way, Chris, we're going to talk about the overall theme for the episode, and we often talk about the episode title missing, so let's get into it.
Oh, this one's easy. Oliver's car keys are missing, and they spend the entire episode trying to find them because he didn't put anything on there to easily find them.
Yeah, you need one of those RFID beeper things.
Exactly. I mean, he just hits a button, and then he can find his keys then. Come on, Oliver. Get your crap together. In all seriousness, let's get back on topic. Instead of my trying to be funny and semi-flopping, missing. What's happening is Oliver's team is going missing because while Josh Segarra's character, whose name Adrian Chase rather, is trapped in prison, he has an expert plan in place to pretty much continue screwing with Oliver Queen, and that's to pick off each member of Team Arrow one by one.
And I think he's done an excellent example of that, even though we don't get to see a couple of them at the end.
Conveniently, it also saves some budget because you don't have actors having to appear for an episode.
They just need a week off. I mean, it's getting to be summertime. They got to work on their beach bods, that sort of thing.
That's true.
Michelle, let's break down the fights.
The stunt that I want to talk about first is, So Oliver tells Felicity and Diggle, I want you guys to go be safe and focus on Chase, which we know that's not going to work. And so they're in the car and they're driving and they're stopped by a woman and they're like, hey, remember Isabel? We tried to run her over. Let's try to run over this one. Well, this woman is a little bit more skilled and she takes out her swords and she like cuts the car and the car hits a bank and it crashes into another truck and there's an explosion. Yet Felicity and Diggle walk away. They should be dead.
That's a tribute to the excellent crash protection in cars these days.
There was an explosion and the car actually flipped over.
And skidded.
The car protected them from the explosion because it was a shape charge. You know, the car just protected it from the explosion. And then the airbags were there.
The roof also crushed.
Just a little bit. They were still able to open the door.
John Diggle's a tall dude.
He opened the door.
Okay, maybe they should be injured at least. Maybe dead. Maybe I'm exaggerating.
Well, Felicity's injured. She's got some scratches on her face.
Oh, she's got a boo-boo over an eyebrow. Like, ooh.
That's going to scar, man.
It could. I mean, It could get infected. They just took her to a dangerous deserted island full of God knows what besides magic herbs.
The magic herbs will protect her from being infected.
That'll save her from scarring. Oliver's like, here, have some of my magic herbs.
They might find a chicken in a cave, too.
That's true.
You never know what you're going to find on Leon Yu. All right, so we had the car thing along the street there, and it's just amazing that whenever there's somebody in the middle of the street, there's also a construction zone nearby. Well, I will give you that, Michelle. It's just too much coincidence in superhero shows. If Neil was here, he'd say, because plot! But I just think it's because they're lazy. Anyway, we had more than just the car fight, didn't we?
Well, first off, Merlin came back.
Woohoo!
I mean, yes, I know we did news and stuff and we knew he was coming back, but it's just, look, love him or hate him. I love John Barrowman and everything. And he just comes and he's just like, I'm Merlin. I'm here. I'm going to do anything I can for Thea. And he just brings his great energy. So Ollie is still like, no, Chase is going to be transferred to the prison. We're not going to give in, blah, blah, blah. And then Ollie learns that William's been taken, and it's great because now he's like, no, no, no. And then there's Merlin, and Merlin's like got a bag, and he's like, how'd you know he took William? And Merlin's like, well, like mine, duh. Then there's this nice corridor outdoor from the prison to the helicopter. And so you got like this great hand-to-hand from both of them and the arrows. And of course, Merlin's like, you know, it'd be easier if we could just kill them all. And Ollie's like, no. And then they even end with like, they both do like this toss the guys over the shoulder maneuver, like at the same time. And it's like, these are two league trained guys. It was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, but Oliver's going to be a little bit of trouble based on some of his actions here, because when Chase is walking away, being escorted out, Oliver then goes out and just kicks the butt of a bunch of Star City PD or whatnot so he can steal their SUV without a mask on. So the mayor just whooped on like four different specialized police officers. There's going to be some kind of fallout from that later. They're going to be like, Mr. Mayor, why did you come out here and just whoop us? We're not quite sure what's going on.
Well, you know, it's every once in a while your dad gets mad, takes you out behind the woodshed and takes his belt off and gives you a couple swats. Yeah, that's what Oliver did. Yeah, guys, you just need to get it together. This is dad speaking.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Was it regular PD or was it Argus? Because if it's Argus, he can get away with it.
Oh, yeah, he can do anything with Argus. I'm not sure. They didn't actually have any markings on their uniforms, I can recall, that would let me know whether they were Argus or SCPD. But since there's no marking, that's probably more of an indicator of it being Argus than anything else.
Probably DEO.
Dio, they crossed over to Earth One for this.
That's right. That's a good question. I had the opinion when I was watching it that it was SCPD, but you're right. It's probably something like Argus.
Yeah, which solves some problems for Oliver if that's the case. Like I said, I thought it was SCPD, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that. And also when Oliver went after Chase in the cell, like he took the gun out, he was hitting him, that sort of thing. I'm like, that's not going to hold up in court. Chase is going to get out scot-free for that. That's public official abuse right there. But
that's another reason why I think it might be Argus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Michelle coming out with a good poll. Yeah. Well, headcanon accepted. It was Argus. So, Michelle, since you're doing such a great job dissecting the fights, let's look into the flashbacks in this episode.
Well, so Kovar has Ollie strung up. Shirtless, not complaining about that. And then he injects him with like this red death drug. He almost says the thing, Chris. Did you pick on that? It's like he almost said, I'll break you.
Yes, yes.
He said it's designed to break men. It was like, no, you're supposed to say the thing. Shame on you, writer. Shame.
We have one more chance for him to say the thing. And maybe if they really love us, it'll happen in the season finale.
Oh, I hope so. And it's kind of interesting because the drug makes you relive like a pain. So like Kovar would touch a scar and then there'd be flashbacks to the moment of the injury. So you had flashbacks within the flashback and stuff. And then it makes him do the whole season. It's been Ollie, you know, my sins and hurting people and everything. So then you see Yao Fei. And he's like, you must kill yourself. And then at the end, you know, we get Laurel going, no, we love you. And then he uses the one bullet to shoot the door.
I love Laurel. I'm so happy she was here this week.
You got to admit, for the Laurel fans out there, it was a good pander to, especially since the Black Siren was out. So we actually got to see Katie Cassidy play both roles, Black Siren, and both duping Laurel and playing Laurel. So she really played three characters in this episode. I think it was good to have her back for those Laurel fans. Chris, for those of you that might be new to the Starling Tribune, Chris is not, despite what he just said, the biggest fan of Laurel on the show, but a lot of people were, and it was just nice to pander to them in this episode.
To be honest, I was mostly playing the role that's expecting me here. In this episode, I honestly did not mind the presence of Laurel Lance. I think it worked for the shock value with Quentin, and then also for the flashback purposes to shock Oliver back into wanting to live. Because remember, this is an Oliver Queen in this 5 years ago moment that is still in love with Laurel Lance and every other woman he's slept with in the previous 5 years.
I was just going to say, glad you said that.
Yeah, the heart wants what the heart wants, I guess.
Yeah. The only thing is, it's just that we all knew he wasn't going to kill himself.
Yeah, there's no dramatic tension there, let's be honest.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's one of the things that the problem I had with the Bratva episode, where we found out Anatoly was alive. And so that sort of decreased some of the tension of the Russian flashbacks. And now it's like, I get that he's having those thoughts again, but well, we know he's not going to do it because he was rescued from the island. I don't know if you guys felt that or if I'm just being...
I got that in the feedback from today because last night I watched it pretty late. I actually finished it this morning when I was getting ready for work. I didn't really catch that, but then I caught the feedback and I was like, oh yeah, yeah, obviously he's going to live through this. No problem. I did enjoy the feedback because we were back in the cells from the flashbacks the last time he was on the island, which was 2 years ago. He wasn't at the island last year, right? Or am I misthinking it? This is season 5.
He was not on the island for season
4 because he was in Hong Kong.
No, season 3 was Hong Kong. Season 4, he killed Russian girl and then said he was going to go to Russia to avenge her for getting sent there or whatever. So he was on the island last season.
Okay.
It all blurs together, so trust me, I understand exactly where you're coming from, because I had to stop and honestly concentrate to try and remember.
So we're talking a year removed from being in the cells, because they had the final fight in the cell area, at least one of them. So it was nice to be back there and see that. I don't know if they just pulled the sets out of wherever storage they were, but it was just nice to see them used again.
I thought it was all on location. They went to an island. Everything I know is a lie!
Imagine an island within the island.
Is this some Lost meta stuff I don't understand?
Well, I mean, there's a sub on the island. Might as well have an island in the lake that the sub is in the middle of the island, too.
My brain. There it went.
No, don't do that. You're not allowed to do that when we talk about Arrow. We already have these brain things when we talk about Flash or when we talk about Legends. So no, SP. Bad SP. You're not allowed to do that. No.
Sorry, a little bit of the rebel was coming out. All right. So anything else about the flashbacks before we move on, Michelle?
I wonder where Kovar went.
He's going to the submarine so he can escape.
He could be going to the cave. He could be going to the submarine. He could be going to the aircraft crash site, assuming that it's already crashed. Remember, there's other people on the island right now, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Need to draw a map of the island and just kind of have like where everybody was and where each season took place, because they've really gotten a use of that island.
I think somebody put together a halfway map. Wing was telling me about it, like season 2 or season 3. And for those of you that don't know and you're new to the show, Nightwing actually started the show way back in season 1. Chris was part of that original crew. I came along just a little bit later. We redid season 1 and that is what's on the feed. But Wing was saying that he saw a map of the island, I think it was about midway through season 2 or beginning of season 3 or something like that. And he was trying to get a sense of where everything was. I've never seen the map myself, but that would be cool to get one. And I would definitely buy one if one were presented to me at a con. Anyway, Chris, any last words about the flashbacks before we move on to the episode proper?
I can't think of anything else in the flashbacks I wanted to touch on.
All right. So we're going to move on to the main event. Michelle, where do you want to start?
I would like to start with whose idea was it to throw a person who's been trained by the League of Assassins a surprise party? I mean, it's Oliver. He's Oliver. He's the Green Arrow. Kind of ninja dude suspect. You know, he's just been through this trauma and people dying and stuff. And then, you know, he's going on what he thinks is going to be a date with Felicity, right? And he's all like looking good and stuff. And then he comes and it's like the door's open and he's all on alert. And then somebody moves and he's just went whap. And of course, it's Curtis.
My money's on the fact that it was Curtis's idea, because remember, he's a pretty happy guy and wants everyone to be happy. And this kind of sounds like something that he would think of. Oh, let's have a surprise party. Oliver's going to love it. And not really think about the fact that, oh yeah, the dude's a serious ninja who's been traumatized by a bunch of stuff and is liable more to react with his fists than with his tongue and his words.
So you ever work with somebody or work with a group of people that like to prank each other?
Yeah.
So, and that's one of the things that we ask all these actors and creative personnel when we interview them is what's your favorite thing that you've done on set? What is the funnest thing that you've done? Have you pranked each other? I think that this is just another one of those workplaces and Team Arrow down in the bunker where they just like to prank each other. So what has happened here is everybody's gotten together like, I got a great idea. Let's tell Curtis we want to throw Oliver Queen a surprise party. And then let's make sure Curtis is the one who opens the door. He's going to get his butt kicked. He's going to end up on the floor. It's going to be so fun. We need to do it. So they do it and they pull it off. So after they get rid of the awkward moment, you know, with getting Oliver and Felicity back together, they all go somewhere and they're all like snickering to themselves. Like, we did it. We got Curtis was pranked. It was so cool. That's what I think would happen.
We'll go with that.
Oh, yeah, because Curtis is, boy, they're, for some reason, they are just like, wow, we won. They're very relaxed, which I'm a bit disappointed in.
You have so much other stuff available out there for them to do, right? You've got Artemis still out there. You've got Regman who might need some help. Let's go find him. Let's go help him. There are things to do. There was, 36 prisoners that was let out? Let's go get them. Let's go rearrest them. And, let's just have a party. What are you going to do on your summer break? I'm going to go fishing. No, you've got work to do still, Team Arrow. Jeez.
I mean, they knew that he was working with Talia. They seen Talia. Oliver knew that Talia helped kidnap him. And so to me, it's like, look, I know it's difficult to create something and to get something out. I understand that. But this is season 5 and y'all get paid a lot of money to be consistent with characters. And it's like you established that Talia and Chase are working together. Chase has been kidnapped. He's BFF with Talia. Wouldn't y'all think that Talia should be your next target?
Well, they don't know where she is. That's part of the problem. Like, they literally have no clue at all.
But they're planning on, like, taking a trip to Italy or whatever Curtis was wanting to do. I mean...
Well, they know Oliver's not going to leave. He'll take care of the city by himself again. Problem solved.
This whole thing about William. William has been brought up over and over this season. And we actually see him act again. Like, oh, somebody please help me. Please help. He's obviously somewhere right now. And Oliver finally gets confirmation of that at the end of the episode. Not the beginning, but at the end of the episode. It's a little bit different thing, but there are definitely big issues going on here. And they're like, oh, and Renee's missing. You need to find Renee. He just didn't abandon everything. Guys, have a little trust in your team. Jeez. Those that haven't stabbed you in the back are your friends.
Until they stab you in the back, presumably soon.
Well, you know, it's coming with Malcolm.
Well, yeah.
It's Malcolm.
He's a bad dude.
Bad dude without a hand.
He got Skywalkered, that's all.
No, wait. Didn't he get his hand back in Legends?
It's like a robot hand, I thought.
Now you're getting confused with the timeline. Where did Legends pick him up? Hmm?
Oh, no, he makes a hand joke. So he must have not have the... He has the robot hand. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I believe.
Yeah, because he makes hand jokes. So, yeah. But it's, you know, it's Merlin. It's Thea. He's going to do whatever it is to save Thea. And once Thea is safe, he's just going to do whatever Merlin wants to do.
Take back the league. He's going to challenge Nyssa. It's going to happen. Oh, by the way, Nyssa shows up at the end.
Yay!
Husband.
That was the awesomest opening. Just walks right in, just looks at him, husband. And then Malcolm, who's pissed that she's there because, of course, she's the one who won the ring from him, whatever. He's like, oh, wait a minute. You don't know what we're going up against. It's your sister. So he's loving life from that standpoint. By the way, we don't see Talia in this episode, but you know she's coming next week.
It's okay. We got Nyssa. We get the Al Ghul sisters to fight next week, and it's going to be brutal, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited.
I think they've done something to improve Nyssa's costume. I don't know what it is. She just looked dang good in it.
It could just be absence makes the heart grow fonder, too, though.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, and wasn't she in the show Training Day?
She was, which has been canceled now.
So here we go, season 6. Nyssa. I don't care. You make her, you just put her wherever.
There should just be a spinoff show for Nyssa.
Well, they're doing spinoffs for everything else. Why not?
Exactly. I'd be fine with that.
Or just make Nyssa Arrow. Ollie could go be mayor. Nyssa could be the Arrow, and we just follow Nyssa. I am on board with this.
And Thea could come back in costume, too.
Yes. Nyssa and Speedy. Taking care of Star City.
While we're dreaming, I'd like a pony.
Why pony? Because I would like a 2017 GMC 4x4 Sierra.
Because a pony's more realistic than a car.
In my life, the car is more realistic than a pony.
Where would you keep the pony?
It's going to be a miniature pony, so it's going to stay in my guest bedroom.
I could keep the pony in the back of my pickup.
I like it.
See? Just saying.
Anyway, so Merlin's back because Thea gets taken, because Artemis comes back with Black Siren. That scene hurt.
It did.
When she comes and she's like, Daddy, and then Paul Blackthorn killing it again. Like, the man rips out my heart.
And Quentin rebounded from that pretty nicely because he trusted Thea after Thea told him over and over again, as improbable as it might be. Look, we're living in a universe with aliens and metahumans, and you don't believe this. And so he finally came around. So I will give him credit on that. Good on you, Quentin. You are perhaps the sanest person in the entire cast of Arrow. All right. Is there anything else that we want to talk about in this episode? Because a lot of stuff happened. Michelle, what do you got?
Well, can we just go to the best moment for me?
Yeah.
For me, this episode was like, let's just get everybody to Lian Yu. Great. So now, you know, Oliver's like, okay, I got to amass a team. So he's got Merlin. He's got Nyssa. He knows the Gorna. And then there's this great, you know, this door opens and you see Argus. And then he comes in with this bag. And he takes, you know, Oliver takes this breath, like, I can't believe I'm about ready to say this, but I'm going to say this. And he's like, I need your help. And then it's like, it's Slade.
Hey, kid. Oh, so good.
It's actual Manu Bennett. It's actual, like they actually fooled us. It's actually him there.
You sure about that? You sure it's not somebody with a Scooby-Doo mask on?
I'm sure.
Okay. It was great. Chris, tell us how you thought of this moment, because you were a big proponent of the Slade.
I might have had a moment similar to what Lieutenant Commander Data does in Star Trek Generations, where I stood up, pumped my fist, and went, yes! When it happened. Okay, I didn't stand up, but I definitely sat on the couch and pumped my fist and yelled yes. But I was very excited. I expected it because I'd been following the... For lack of a better term, the spoiler rags out there, and seen pictures of Manu Bennett in Vancouver. So I was like, okay, I know he's there. Let's just see that there's an actual payoff, and it was totally worth it.
I admit, it was great seeing him. It was great seeing the cell on the island again. And it was just, this whole thing has been done very well. I'm Disappointed in the ratings, actually, because this is a heck of a way to bring the season to an end. You're back on Leon Yu. You've got the whole gang together. You're bringing back a flashbacks with the drug. You've got Kovar still on the island. There's a lot of stuff that's about to happen in the next episode. And the excitement for what has happened and what is coming up is just amazing. And oh, by the way, this whole fight is going to happen on the island. So Star City is safe this year.
Finally, it's about time. And I would like to say we totally called it on Renee not being a deadbeat, but being kidnapped so he couldn't make it to his meeting.
I just don't know where he is.
I actually admitted that on the Twitter feed because I said last week that I was, you know, I thought he skipped, but you guys were right. I actually admitted it. Said SP was right.
Wait, what did you say that we were right? Did I hear that right?
Chris was the one who brought it up first, by the way. I give all credit to Chris there. Yeah. But yeah, Chris and I were of the same mind and you were like, no, he's getting deadbeat dad. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's not, but still. Me too. He's going to have to go back to the judge, and I don't know how they're going to explain this.
I got kidnapped by a supervillain because I work for a superhero, so that shouldn't impact my ability to be a parent, right?
Is your kid a superhero?
Well, I mean, it won't be a problem. He and Oliver can start their own daycare center for the kids they're going to have to take care of, because my guess is William's mom is dead, so Oliver's going to have a kid next season.
Aww, I like her.
And then Felicity's going to have to be a mommy. And then Felicity's going to get back together.
No, well, that might not happen, maybe.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of Rebirth and what's happened with the Green Arrow comic. So kind of had something similar to that, although it was Black Canary. It wasn't Felicity or anybody else. So it has happened before in the Green Arrow universe recently. Just saying. I'm excited about next week. I think it's going to be a great finale. Could have easily, I think, been a series finale, just like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week was. What do you think, Chris? What are you looking forward to?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens next week before I can say, oh, this has been a great series finale, because I'm sure there's going to be some kind of dangling plot thread they're going to leave us with. I just don't know what.
I'm sure there is, because they know that they have another season, so.
Yeah.
I would find it hard-pressed for them to do a hard reset. Michelle, what do you think is coming next week?
One long fight. Next week, it's just going to be fight. We're just going to be talking about the Al Ghul sisters and Slade versus... It's just going to be one 45-minute long fight. That is my prediction.
They better not kill Slade Wilson next week. If they kill Slade, we riot.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're having him on the show.
Riot.
I'm just enjoying seeing him.
Riot.
One of the things that's really cool in the preview is you see Canary Cry against Canary Cry. So that's cool.
I wonder if they bring Curtis's gadget with them to the island that he had made for Dinah. It was supposed to make her screams more powerful or something like that, and that comes into play next week.
Yeah. Ollie probably picked it up.
Might have. I can't remember. I'd have to go back and rewatch. He picked up his phone. I can't remember if he picked up the gadget or not.
Yeah, he picked up the gadget.
Okay. So it's possible.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff is possible. I'm, like I said, looking forward to next week. And this was a great penultimate episode for the season 5. Michelle, what do we got coming up next week?
Next week, we have season 5 finale, Leon Yu. It will air Wednesday, May 24th. Oliver assembles a group of unlikely allies, Slade, Nyssa, Merlin, and Digger Harkness, to engage in an epic battle against Chase and his army. Director, Jess Warren. Writers, we got the big guns, Wendy Miracle and Mark Guggenheim.
Can it be fun? An episode named Purgatory. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, by the way, that's what Leon Yu means, Purgatory. All right, that's it for the episode. Looking forward to Leon Yu next week. It is time for some Starling Tribune news. Direct from the news desk in the Starling Tribune, Chris, what are we talking about? Bakery? Are you hungry?
Oh, I'm a little hungry, but this was a nice little Easter egg. If you guys aren't familiar with the artist by the name of Lord Mesa, he's the one that does a lot of the fan art you see retweeted by Stephen Amell, the Arrow Writers Room, the production office. It's the chibi-inspired artwork you generally see, and in fact, He got name dropped in this episode, and also they showed some of his artwork. And if you're not familiar, the cake ordered by Felicity Smoke for the birthday party was decorated with art by the artist Lord Mesa, an artist who's regularly publishing DC TV-related fan art on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, all over the place. He gained popularity in Arrow's early seasons for drawing chibi fan art inspired by the noteworthy scenes, many of which were regularly reshared by the show's cast and crew. In the years since, it's grown to encompass the sister shows such as The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl. While his Easter egg has little bearing on the show as a whole, it's a real nice way to honor someone who's a great part of the fan community. And I actually saw a Facebook post from Lord Mesa this morning who was talking about the fact that he was shocked. He knew his artwork was going to be in there because he'd done the artwork for the cake, but that they name dropped him in there. He was very shocked, surprised, and honored. And it was really cool. And as someone who's been following his artwork on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it was a nice little Easter egg. And I kind of sat up in my seat. I was like, wow, they just name dropped Lord Mesa. That's awesome.
I can't wait until they name drop the Starling Tribune.
But it's Star City now, so they're going to... I don't know if it'd still be called the Starling Tribune there.
It's the Starling Tribune on Earth 2.
Oh, that's right.
There's a way.
Okay. I like it. I approve.
You know what else there's a way for? Stephen Amell to complete the American Ninja Warrior course. Right, Michelle?
Yes, so this week, a little preview of Stephen Amell tackling the Ninja Warrior course was released. You will see the first ever celebrity edition. It will air Thursday, May 25th at 8, 7 Central on NBC. And, you know, from the first minute and a half, he does really well. Especially the, oh, these wheel things and then like it's pure upper body where he just swings from the one to the next. And it's like, yep, that's our superhero.
Did you see where they left off the video, though?
Well, there are people that filmed what happened there. And if you really want to know what happened, you can go on YouTube and see just how far Steven got in the course. He did fairly well. But did you guys notice the t-shirt he was wearing for that?
Yes, I did.
It was a Knocking Point t-shirt. And for those that aren't familiar, that is the winery that Stephen Amell co-owns, is Knocking Point Wines or Winery or whatnot. So it was a nice way for him to do a shout out to that, which is all inspired by a lot of the character of the Green Arrow and Arrow. So it was pretty cool to tie into the superhero persona that way.
It was indeed. And talking about switching things up with t-shirts, we have a big story about switching nights for Arrow next season.
Yeah, this one's going to hurt us a little bit as we try and figure out where we're transitioning our recording dates to. But if you hadn't heard, the CW is shaking up their schedule a little bit. If you watch the CW superhero shows, you're okay for most of them. Only one show is moving nights. You'll still have Flash and Legends on Tuesday night. You'll have Supergirl on Monday night. But starting with the new season 6, Arrow is moving to Thursdays at 9 p.m. following up Supernatural. So when we record this podcast normally is when they'll be airing Arrow. So we'll be figuring out a new recording date or a new recording weekly time. We'll let you guys know what that is. But right now, just be prepared. The Arrow is switching days. It is the only one of the shows. It kind of breaks up their programming blocks. It'll be very interesting to see how they do the four-way crossover this year.
You know why they moved to Thursday at 9 p.m., Chris, right?
So they could put Steven behind Jensen and Jared, as he talked about on Twitter?
I think it was because they saw the success of the Starling Tribune, and they said they wanted a little bit of that action. So they wanted to join us. We, by definition, will now become part of the Arrow show.
Thank you.
No, what this means is that the live recording of the Starling Tribune will move. We haven't picked a time or a date yet, but we can't podcast the same time that the show's on. That's just not going to happen.
No.
So stay tuned for more news from the Starling Tribune on that. In the meantime, we have a touching and inspiring story coming to you from Michelle's desk.
Well, I'm not really big on like reporting every single personal thing that happens in our actors' lives, but the man who plays Wally West in The Flash, Keenan Lonsdale, he has come out as bisexual, and he did this wonderful, beautiful post on Instagram. And, you know, we still live in a time where a lot of people fight for acceptance, and when they feel different and they see people around them and they're not too sure if they'll get that type of support. So when you see someone who is public to come out and say, I have these struggles too, I've had these feelings as well, you're not odd or weird or anything, you know, like you're not alone. And I think that was wonderful of him to do.
It was indeed. And then closing out our news section of the week, Michelle has news of a crossover for next year.
Yes. So CW chief Mark Pedowitz revealed to reporters today at the upfronts that Black Lightning will not take place in the Arrowverse. And that came about because they've confirmed that the four shows, Supergirl, Flash, Legends, and Arrow, will be having a four-way crossover at the beginning of the fall, like they did this year, like around episodes, you know, like 9 and such. So they will be having a very well-planned, true four-way crossover next year. So they have said that Black Lightning is not part of the Berlanti, that the Arrow Flarrowverse, even though it is a Berlanti show, it is not part of the Arrowverse. Part of it was like, first off, they're just like, oh, it's not. Other reasons would be, one, Black Lightning does not premiere until mid-season, so it actually won't be, we won't actually probably see it until 2018. And also the show films in Atlanta, while the other four shows film in Vancouver. So trying to schedule a cross-country and such, that is a huge nightmare. So as of right now, Black Lightning is not part of our Flowerverse.
Well, it's to be expected, but if I got an idea, though, they could put him in the crossover, and his origins could have been part of the crossover. See? It's possible. They just weren't thinking.
Now, his origins, I saw the trailer for it. It looks amazing for Black Lightning. He's a hero who retired like 10 years ago. So it actually start, you know, like the thing says like 2007 was the hero, retired, became a school principal and stuff. So there's actually dates involved. So can't really tie it in that way. Sorry, SP.
Aw, because you know I do like the crossovers. But it'll be exciting seeing the show on the CW in any event. Just like it's exciting seeing Starling Tribune on the GunnaGeek.com network every Thursday night, at least for now, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific at geeks.live. And because we're on the network, we know of a lot of other geeky shows, don't we, Chris?
That's right. There are a lot of other geeky and awesome shows that are on the Gunna Geek Network. I think 19 shows, maybe 20 now. I have to go and do a count again. But the number is going up all the time. We've got something, whatever your tastes are, so we encourage you to head on over there, check out one of those other great shows. But each week we try to highlight an episode from another podcast on the network. And this week we're going to tell you guys, go check out episode 78 of Better Podcasting, entitled The Cruel Reality of Starting a Podcast. This week, Steven and SP discuss the cruel reality of starting a podcast in episode 78. I hope this will set your expectations at a realistic level and help you power through long-term with your hobby podcast. So go check out Better Podcasting. Go check out some of the other awesome podcasts that you're seeing the title work for in our video broadcast right now over at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And while we're here, it's time to start wrapping up the show. So a big thank you to anyone who did watch the show live, downloaded the episode, or watching one of the replays on YouTube. Thank you so much for checking out the Starling Tribune. And please don't forget, you can download the podcast from our RSS feed that you can find over at starlingtribune.com.
And if you have enjoyed our live podcast, tell all the other listeners they can join in our live podcast for the summer, at least for a portion of the summer, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on geeks.live. And I just want to say thank you very much to our production team behind the scenes. That includes Chris and maybe even some audio editors as well. I know who you are. Thank you very much for your contributions.
You can watch the next live show on the Gunna Geek Network over on geeks.live. The next live show on the network is Better Podcasting, Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We appreciate all those 5-star reviews on iTunes. You can find all of our contact information on the Gunna Geek Network at GunnaGeekNetwork.com, where you can check out our forums and other shows. If you want to share your thoughts, head on over to our Facebook page, send in a tweet, or you can call us at 612-888-CAVE. That's 612-888-2283. Well, that's a great episode, guys, and that about wraps it up for another week. Any last words before we sign off? At Stargate Pioneer.
Hashtag Team Arrow Pranks.
At the Chris Farrell.
I'm going to cross the streams here from a Marvel property and say hashtag I want cake.
And I am at Michelle Ely signing off with hashtag Hello Husband. Oracle, I think we're done here.
This was the Starling Tribune. You can leave us feedback at gunnageek.com or check out our archive at starlingtribune.com. Visit gunnageek.com for more podcasts. Music by Kevin MacLeod can be found at incompetech.com. This podcast is not produced or maintained by the CW, Warner Brothers Television, CTV, or DC Comics. All characters, stories, and situations are the property of Time Warner. No infringement is intended. We will see you for the next episode of CW's Arrow.